Welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, July 1st, 2017. It's Season 11, Episode 25. I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
That's it. We're done. So, yeah.
Time to go home?
Yeah, time to go. We just thought we'd come in, you know, do that and go. Actually, not much to really talk about.
I saw the chat room, somebody said that already.
Boring time of year, yeah. And it's kind of, yeah, you know, you... And say this, you shoot your wad with E3, and then it's like, oh, what do you do next? There's nothing, you know? They blew everything out around then, and then it's just kind of wait and see, and just kind of, I don't know. Nintendo had some stuff, and then this month, like, I can't think of anything that's coming out that's not, like Nintendo's got a title coming, Splatoon 2, for this month. And then, now, next month, it changes up a little bit, because then they've got Uncharted. But that Uncharted thing comes out on late August, and the Mario Rabbids game comes out on in August. I don't know the exact dates on those things. So August, it gets a little pickup, and then but yeah. not until towards the end of the month.
Right.
And then, of course, you roll into September, and things just start to snowball and become
closer
bigger.
Closer to the holidays, yeah. Yeah. That's when it still starts to pick up, yeah.
All right, first things first. And there we go. Missed you last week.
Yeah, what I miss?
What did you miss? What did you miss? Matt was here. We opened up some Loot Crate boxes, which, by the way, we have a lot of Loot Crate boxes to open up. I don't know if the camera... Yeah, the camera can kind of see some of those.
Yeah.
But...
two big ones, three normal-sized ones.
Yeah. We have one Loot Crate to open, one Loot Pets to open, three Loot Animes to open.
Mm-hmm.
I held off on the loot animes because I know you know the
Well, I have a chance at knowing them.
You know the subject matter better than me or Matt do, and that's combined. Mm-hmm. So that's why I held off on that. But
yeah, Multi says we can see the mountain of loot.
Yeah, there's a lot of loot that needs to be opened up on this show, so we'll be doing that. This
that'll be a segment.
Yes, it'll be an entire segment for that. So
yeah.
Yeah, Lethal Migraine opens up with the free games on Xbox. We're going to go over the free games for Xbox. We'll go over the free games for PlayStation Plus as well. So we'll talk about all of those things. But
yeah.
While you were gone, did you play anything? What's been going on?
Played very little bit of Dark Souls to get Dark Souls 3 to get some stuff picked up with some of my characters. I did that. Played a lot of Injustice 2. Still working with Swamp Thing. Got to level 20 with him. Played a very few online matches, but for the most part, I was doing the multiverse aspect of the game. Trying to get some items for my characters and whatnot. I end up getting characters for everybody else but the character I'm using. So that's usually how it works there. Played a lot of Tekken 7, finally. Got around to doing that. Trey, friend of ours, who had a group of his on Discord, told me about a group of friends that were going getting together and playing some matches, so I got involved in that. Played my first online tournament with them as well. Unfortunately, we had some disconnection issues near the end. So
that happens.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. You had a double elimination tournament, single elimination tournament, things of that nature, so we had a good time with that. But for the most part, I was playing also the Golf Club 2 that came out sometime last week, and I picked that up and started playing.
You were going to play? Okay, see, Lethal Migraine was talking about that.
Yeah, he did.
Golf Club 2. How's Golf Club 1?
I never played 1.
Okay.
But
then why are you picking up 2?
It was just a golf game I just wanted to pick up, and the options was like this or something from last year from EA, the Rory McIlroy one.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at this one; it looked like to be the most current, and it had a lot of features in there.
I've heard a lot of good things about both one and two, but you know, obviously two's getting the coverage right now because of
it's new,
it being so recent.
New. They said one was pretty good, and two was that was probably an improvement of the first. I would know, like I said, I've never played the first one, but it had a lot of features in there that appealed to me. You know,
things like that. Do they use real world courses, or are these just?
No, just courses that they made.
Okay.
Official courses that they
make. Their own maps type of thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, there's a ton of players from who played the first one who could import the ones they made into the new one. So there's a ton of courses to pick and choose from. So, I don't see you getting bored with any course. It's going to take you a while to get through all
the courses. Other than the fact that I don't play golf, that'll probably be the first thing that bores me, is that Putt-putt, I'm all about. Miniature golf?
And we'll do some stuff. Dangerous golf, of course.
Dangerous golf, yeah. By the way, I picked up, Steam sales going on right now.
Yeah.
And so I haven't bought anything.
I keep missing those, by the way.
You're fine on it. They're just not what they used to be. They try to entice you with this little mini game, but it's just not what it once was. And I mean, it hasn't been what it once was for a while now. When we used to get, and we talked about this a little bit with Matt last week, but when we used to get sales every, you'd get sales every day, there'd be new daily deals. And then there would be flash sales that would refresh every like 8 hours or 6 hours or something like that. So you'd get something there and you really had to make sure it's what you would call appointment. It was an appointment sale. So you would you would set yourself up to be like, okay, I got to check and see what the daily deals are, and I got to make sure I get those flash deals, because they would come and go. They wouldn't always be the discount. Now, when the sale starts, it's whatever's there. You know, they don't. There's no difference. Tomorrow, there's not going to be a better deal on a game than there was today, and tomorrow there's not going to be a sale on a game that wasn't on sale the day before. Mm-hmm. Everything is on sale for the lowest it's going to go immediately at the beginning, and so then it just, it kind of takes it away. And the deals aren't as good as they once were either. I say that. I would love to, and I'm sure somebody somewhere has compared all of this because they probably kept data on what game prices were comparatively for a game that released 6 months ago and what it was going on for, what it was being on sale for, how much the percentage off was compared to a game now that was for sale that went on sale 6 months ago and has a percentage off now compared to what it was. I just don't think that, just don't think it is what it used to be. It doesn't feel that way to me that it is what it used to be.
Well, it feels like the rush is gone. Like for the next 2 hours, this is going to be on sale.
And
then suddenly just pops up.
And you got to make that decision in those 2 hours. Like, do I really want that? I don't know.
It could be better a week from now. Could be better tomorrow. So that, uncertainty is gone.
Yeah. It's just not there. It was fun. You know, they made it fun. Now I appreciate the sales. And so I haven't bought anything personally, but Multal, who is a great friend of the show, has done plenty of stuff for the show. You know, the opening videos for our E3 stuff, is constantly in the chat room every time we do a live show, calls into the show from Ireland, and talks to us as well. So, I went to his wish list and I picked up a couple of games for him.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous Golf being one of those, because that was on his wish list.
Yep.
Which Dangerous Golf, I think, is down to like $5 on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I've already got it on a PS4.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's, you know, if you got a rig that can really run that thing, it looks better than Danger Zone.
Yeah.
As far as the explosions and everything that goes on in there, it's the particle effects and everything else are fantastic.
Yeah, but you said it was looks a little unfinished, didn't it? Danger Zone.
Danger Zone, yeah.
Yeah, looks a little unfinished, so give it a little time.
I finished up Danger Zone, and when you get when you platinum every single track, every single course, which I think there's 20,
right?
You unlock a police car to use for your car, which you can turn the sirens on and stuff. There's no difference as far as it doesn't do greater damage. It doesn't improve speed or anything. It's just
a cosmetic thing.
That's all it is. So, it was, I mean, my opinion on it now, kind of after staying away from it for a while, and I mean, I was excited for it and I was caught up in the excitement of it. And I was also happy to have something that appealed to me back to what I enjoyed, which was, you know, the car wrecks and things like that. I can look at it now and I can say that, well, it's only $13. I would say if it's on sale this weekend, and I don't think it is, but, you know, if it drops around to the $5 mark or $6 or $7, mm-hmm. worth jumping into if it is. But it is fun for those 20 tracks, but there is – Score Chasers is a reason to go back, although it does get tiring playing the same map over and over again and really not getting to – if they had involved that replay feature like they do with Pac-Man Championship Edition, so you can actually see – how they went about getting that score. Mm-hmm. And I think there's videos maybe online that people are putting, but if there was a replay feature where you could watch somebody do a run that got them to number one to see how they're doing that, it'd really be nice to include that. I think they have tons of room for improvement. I don't necessarily know that they're going to make those improvements on it. Right. To add something like that, to add more tracks, to add different cars for you to start with. But not necessarily skins. Don't make them aesthetic. Make these cars different, you know.
Yeah.
Give me a truck that can really plow through stuff, or give me a car that has more speed that I can get to the intersections quicker.
That reminds me. Speaking about cars with stats and whatnot, split second. I was playing that a lot as well.
Oh, really? Recently? Yeah.
Yeah. Took the PS3 out and played that as well. So, yeah, I was having a good time with that.
I got split second on my PC. I should probably fire that up just to see how it
maybe
works.
Maybe wish I got on when it first came out. Yeah. Seemed to be a lot of fun with a lot of folks. But, just make more changes instead of just cosmetic.
Yeah. What did I get, Miltal? I got him Dangerous Golf. I went to his wish list, so I assume these were games he just didn't have. But I got him Dangerous Golf. I got him Mark of the Ninja, which is really great.
Okay.
The fact that he hadn't played that really surprised me. Enter the Gungeon, which I may or may not have myself. But I got him that one as well. And, I got him Pac-Man Championship Edition 2.
Good.
For PC. Mm-hmm. I got him for that. I got him that one as well.
You want to see him on the leaderboards then?
It's on PC, though.
Yeah.
You got it on PC? Is that where
No, I got it on PlayStation 4.
PS4, Did I get mine on PS... No, I got mine on Xbox. Did I get mine on Xbox or PS4? No, PS4.
No, PS4, because your name's on the leaderboard. Yeah. Well, it was when I looked at it. It's been a long time, so probably dropped out of that.
Yeah. So, you know, you were talking about the fighting games, and it looks like the opinions of people that I'm reading, not only on message boards and everything else, where the excitement for Marvel vs. Capcom Infinity, or whatever the hell it's called, the new one. Yeah.
Yeah.
The new one.
Yeah.
So, announcement. The excitement was up here, and for those of you listening, I can't show you, but my hand is above my head. Excitement for that
just
one.
Just call it people were hyped.
Oh, hyped as hell. They were great.
Yeah, the people were hyped for it.
And I was happy for them, because I'm like, this is great. I think this is what a lot of people wanted. Oh, Talos Principle. I got him Talos Principle.
Okay.
Yes. Forgot about that one. Yeah, Talos Principle, buddy. That's some good stuff there. I hope you enjoy those. You've got to dip your toe into some of them and let us know how they play next weekend. Mm-hmm. But Talos Principle, yeah, that's good. That's some good puzzling right there. So anyway, Marvel vs. Capcom, way up here, massively hyped. Everything, you know, roster announcements, whatever, everything. E3 completely changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
They released that demo. And then people got to play it and see how awkward things were and see how awful things were. And honestly, I don't think that would have brought the hype down. I don't necessarily know that that would have changed much had Namco or whoever's doing the development on it not shown off Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Had they not shown that was coming, I don't think...
Yeah, Namco Bandai.
Yeah, I don't think the change in opinion on would have been as drastic, because I think the opinion of Marvel vs. Capcom has just dropped to the floor now, while DBZ has gone way up.
I think it's been a
you're more in that
of
world.
Long thing of what happened with the dissatisfaction that people had with Street Fighter V.
Street Fighter V really killed it, didn't
that,
it?
That Capcom made with that, the way that some things were missing. It was initially released unfinished. They made it for tournament play, so they didn't put a lot of things in. So, but they later on they did put the stuff in there, right? But it still left a lot of people wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were dissatisfied with it. So Then you had what happened with Marvel Capcom Infinite.
Yeah.
You had the poor showing, the way you just described. I think a lot of people were talking about how the character models looked, especially Chun-Li's face. That was a lot of things. That's what I heard more than anything else, the way the characters looked, especially Chun-Li. I don't know what they were doing with that, but her face looks off, really off in the demo that they showed. And then you had the fact that a lot of games that are coming out, a lot of fighters coming out, people mm-hmm. having a lot more fun with that than they are Capcom's products. When Street Fighter V came out, you know, a lot of people were having a lot of fun with Guilty Gear Xrd, and then you had that Injustice, and then King of Fighters. You know, it may not be a big showing, but a lot of people had a lot of fun with it, the people that did play it. And now I think they're seeing a lot of the same about to happen with Marvel Capcom Infinite.
Isn't the developers for the DBZ, aren't they the Guilty Gear guys, or no?
I think they had something to do with it. I'll have to check that out. But yeah, I think they did. Because it looks like Guilty Gear. It really does has the look of Guilty Gear.
It looks like Guilty Gear, but it also has that Capcom Marvel feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
From not this one, not Infinity.
Mm-mm.
I guess maybe the cartoon aspect graphics or something. I don't know.
If you ever played or looked at Guilty Gear, it looks very much like it. From
this
same,
is
from
true.
Same folks,
so. Again, for those not listening, there's so many different fighters out there, and the particular one that RJ is talking about, the Guilty Gear series, is not one I've really ever focused on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't focus on fighters much as it is, but I tend to stick to my basics, which are your Mortal Kombat, because I know the characters. Your Injustice, because I know the characters.
Oh, yeah.
Smash Brothers, because I know the characters. And DBZ is one I'm completely unfamiliar with, because I do not know the characters. Never watched a single episode of that show, played any kind of thing involving it. I don't know anything about that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad the fighting game community people have something to rally behind and look forward to.
Yeah. Arc System Works. Yeah, that's one we got in there. Bandai Namco and now Arc System Works, who did make Guilty Gear and Blaze Blue, Persona 4 Arena, things like that. So yeah, they know a thing or two about the anime style fighting games. So yeah, we got together with them and made that, and it looks really good. It really does.
Fantastic. You play anything else other than some Injustice and Split Second?
Yeah, just what I've mentioned before.
Yeah, you pulled the PlayStation 3 out to play some Split Second. You didn't you didn't put anything else in the system to play? I mean, once you pull that system out, it's kind of like, hey, what else we got that can play on this thing?
Look, I've got a backlog of a ridiculous amount of stuff, so yeah.
I wasn't sure if you put anything else in the system.
No, just Split Second.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I'm trying to get those first place gold tokens on all the stages, and I'm getting a little difficult now, but yeah, I just got to keep persevering and see how I can do with that.
I meant to do this at the opening of the show, but a big apology to everybody who tried to download our show when it went up on Tuesday. You could not do it. And then you couldn't do it Wednesday, and then you couldn't do it Thursday until about 8 o'clock or so that night, when I finally checked some messages and saw that a few people had sent us a message about not being able to download the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was simply a URL error. I put the wrong date. We did a show on the 24th, but I had the URL and everything else listed as the 25th, and that was completely wrong. So I got that fixed Thursday night, so I do apologize about that. I try not to have too many mistakes on it, and when we do, I feel really bad about it. So it's all is fixed there. So thank you to that, to everybody letting us know about that, and I appreciate you sticking with us while we got that fixed. So Multile posted a link in the chat room. About the apparently PC Gamer did the best Steam sales in history, and this was a day ago that they posted this.
Hmm.
They start with Left 4 Dead 2, and it was offered for free in December of 2013. Christmas Day 2013, Valve decided to leave their own digital present beneath the proverbial tree. Those who didn't already own Left 4 Dead 2 could download it for free. And I think this is what kind of kicked everything off. But the second one is Sleeping Dogs. This was January 5th of 2013.
Mm.
It was 91% off. It went from $50 down to $5.
Hmm.
It was a sale error. It was a pricing error.
I was about to say, that sounded like a mistake.
It was active for about 30 minutes. Too late. I took advantage of it.
Too late.
Yeah. I was there. I took advantage of it. I remember us talking in the G chat. I remember telling James, I was like, I got that deal.
Think about how long 30 minutes is internet wise for sales.
I know. How many things go, but they honored it though.
Well, they honored it, yeah.
They honored it, which was amazing. Let's see.
Who got fired from that?
Yeah, who knows? Square Enix Eidos Complete Pack. It was on sale February 20th of 2011. It was 88% off. 48 games for $75. Saved you $532.
Goodness.
The single best deal Steam has ever had, the Square Enix Complete Pack. The pack contained quite a few duds. Kane and Lynch games and the DLC come to mind, but there were solid deals there. Batman Arkham Asylum Game of the Year Edition. Battle Station Specific, Just Cause 2, Deus Ex Game of the Year Edition, Supreme Commander 2, and Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light were among them at the time. Half-Life, November of 2008, 90% off, $10 down to 98 cents. It's hard for you, let me put it this way, if you have a computer that has Steam, it's very unlikely you don't own Half-Life or Half-Life 2. Just for the amount of time they've been on sale, been offered for free, been offered as a pack-in, it's just been readily available. So I don't know how many people took advantage of that deal, but it wasn't much to take advantage of. Square Enix Holiday Surprise Box. It happened on December 9th of 2015 and on March 11th of 2016. 5 mystery games valued at $80 for $10. They ran 2 of these deals just 4 months apart, notable because they're 87.5% discounts and the fact that they're mysterious boxes. Square put both on sale about a week before they announced which games buyers would actually get. Doesn't say what was in there. Dishonored, in November of 2012, had a 50% off release, 2 months, or 50% off sale, 2 months after release. $60 down to 30. This is what I'm saying. We've talked about this before, and we talked about it during one of our E3 shows. These games that are coming out in October and stuff, save for like Super Mario Odyssey, if you can hold off on buying them, skip it, man, because 2 weeks later, 2 weeks, not 2 months, but 2 weeks later, they may not be half off, but they'll be cheaper than what they were offered for Black Friday deals. So hold off if you can, because those are good deals. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that happened. In fact, there is CD Keys right now has Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus, for $34. And that's with a 5% off code you can get from like hitting up their Facebook page or something like that. So, you know, just letting you know, it's a game that comes out in October, but it's already half off for the most part. From CD Keys, if you want to jump on that, boat. What's another one that they had? Borderlands 2. That seems to hit a sale a lot. I remember when that thing used to go on sale a lot. The entire Borderlands collection would go on sale.
Yeah.
November 24th of 2012, 50% off. 2 months after release again, $60 down to $30.
What's with that 2 month window though?
I don't know. Here's a 4 month window. Darksiders 2. In December of 2012, had 73% off, $60 down to $13, 4 months after release. I think I picked that up in a Humble Bundle deal for maybe $5 or whatever I decided to give to the because it's probably one of those.
Donate it, yeah.
Well, it's one of those things where if you hit a certain average, you get all the games, and so I usually there's never been a time I bought from Humble Bundle where I've not gone all in to get everything they've offered, you know, to hit the average price range of $13 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. What do we got? BioShock Infinite, 9 months after release, went from $60 to $7.50. Mm-hmm. 9 months after release, December of 2013, it had an 83% off deal in a Steam sale. Portal 2, well, that's not surprising. A year after release, it went from $50 to $5. During a summer, around a summer sale. So, what do they have? I'm looking on their last one here. Says deal over 100%, date various. Here's what the article says. Okay, so these aren't real deals, but they still give bargain hunters a short adrenaline rush. It's a relatively common occurrence, especially in non-English-speaking territories, for games to come up with discount values of 150% off or more. The error seems to happen when people setting sale prices aren't attentive to switching currencies. For example, when you take $10 off versus taking 10 pounds off. In any case, it's been the source of quite a few threads on Steam's forums and the subject for quite a few hilarious screenshots. Alas, Valve doesn't allow users to ever redeem these deals because Steam won't add games with a negative price to your shopping cart. So whenever you see that where the price is lower than low, every time there's a major sale, the Steam forums get a few threads talking about how there are games that are over 100% off, complete with jokes about trying to buy as many as possible and walking away with billions. Just last year, Dark Knight said, I thought having 130% discount on a game will give me 30% of the game's price to my Steam wallet. No, that is not going to be the case.
Wishful thinking.
The one that they highlight, the picture that they highlight in this is the train. You know, you're familiar with that train game? It's not Train Simulator, although that's the one they use. I want to say it's something else, but
it's not a simulator. What genre are we talking about?
Well, no. It's not Train Simulator. It's called something else, but it is basically simulating driving a train. And they have their DLC packs are massive. There's a ton of DLC because you get different types of trains. Mm-hmm. You get different types of areas to drive
the
trains.
It's not
trains
one of those tycoon ones, is it?
It's not a tycoon. It's not called Tycoon. I could be wrong. It could be called Train Simulator, but anyway.
Because remember, it was a train type of game that had a ridiculous amount of DLC available for it.
I think it was
Tycoon something.
And whenever you would go to its main page and see all the DLC included, and you're like, buy all. The price on it is some astronomical four-figure price. And even with a sale at like 75% off, it still knocks it into a four-figure price range. Mm-hmm. It's a good deal. I don't play the games, and I'll never spend that kind of money on that particular game. Is it Train Simulator? I'm going to look at this real quick. Mm-hmm. I want to see what it is right now. Mm-hmm. All right. Train Simulator 2017 Standard Edition is currently $19.99. It's got a 50% off deal. Let's see. Let's check all the DLC here. Holy cow.
You got enough time for that?
Did you see? Look at this. Oh, my God. It's still going. Holy cow.
Let's see. Motile says, a little over 2,200 pounds. Add all DLC to the cart.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. Most of the DLC is about 50 to 60. I don't see anything below 50% off. Well, there's some in there that is. So you're looking at like $3.99, $2.99, $10, $5 for all this DLC. Mm-hmm. If I add, even at these sale prices, if I add all the DLC to my cart, it's $3,500.
Yeah.
That's just the DLC.
Let's see. I think the total Motile gave us... Yeah, almost $3,000.
Yeah.
For almost $3,000 US for all the DLC for that game. Goodness.
Yeah, $3,500. It's unreal. Yeah, that's the one. Train Simulator is exactly what that is. Dovetail Games, Train Simulator 2017. Oh, man. That is unreal. So, all right, we need to take a break because we are way behind in taking a break. So when we come back, I'll talk about the games I played, which hasn't been very much, but I do want to talk about a game that I have just started playing on my iPad. I normally don't hit up iPad games, but this one deserves mention, so I will be talking about that when we come back. And more about what's been going on in the news of the week. We do have that SNES Classic to talk about. Mm-hmm. We'll have more of that coming up next here on In-Game Chat. Going into music, this is not correct. Did I not get...
Uh-oh.
Did my stuff not change? Hang on a second. This isn't right at all.
What we got?
Hang on. I'm checking. Sorry about that. Give me a minute. Look at this. It bugs me when this happens because I'm so good about this. Where's my 63s? 63. I know we're doing stuff here. Yeah, that's... That shouldn't be there. This is interesting. Hang on a second. Everything shows that it's there. Cut, paste. Ah, it didn't refresh. That's the problem. Okay. It was still showing me that Parappa the Rapper was about to play. That was last week, and that shouldn't be the case. Because I put new stuff in here whenever we have new games coming out. We had a nice, I only needed to find one game just for, you know, just to fill the slots there, because we had six new releases that I could pull music from. One of these is Valkyria Revolution.
I don't know.
Okay, that looks better. That sounds better from what I'm looking at. Valkyria Revolution.
Okay.
Track is called Marching. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music there from... Do you recognize that music at all?
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't either if I had just heard it. There might be some people in the chat room who recognize it. That music is from Crash Bandicoot. The Bandicoot Insane Trilogy was released this week. And that is from the Insanity Beach level, I guess. So... I was curious about picking that up. A lot of people were really hyped on that, and I'm glad that they are. For them, this is something that goes back to their growing up, or, you know, their video game heritage type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me. So, I didn't have a PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
My gaming heritage is, you know, to go way back, Commodore 64.
Mm-hmm.
My console gaming heritage. Let's put a you know, a fence around that. Okay. My console gaming heritage is, you know, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega.
Mm-hmm.
Never did a PlayStation. Never did an N64. Mm-hmm. I skipped a generation there.
Okay.
Then it jumps in with PlayStation 2. GameCube, Xbox, and then just goes from there.
Yeah.
I never had a PlayStation. So Crash was never a thing for me. For a lot of people, it was, and this is something great for them. I've watched some video of it. It looks really, really good as far as a remaster is concerned. The environments look great. The character looks great. I don't know how the gameplay is, and I wouldn't be able to compare it to the gameplay because I never played it.
Play the original.
Yeah, never played the original, so I have nothing to compare it to. So, anyway, that's what that is from. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Chris real quick. Hey, Chris.
What's going on?
Not much. Did you grow up on Crash Bandicoot? Did you play that?
No, not really. No.
Neither did I. But I see a lot of people who were like, "Yay, Crash! It's back! Yeah, it's great!" And a lot of people had a big demand for this remaster. And it wasn't on my radar. So, what's been going on with you?
Oh, not much. Been playing the Necromancer on Diablo 3 since it came out on Tuesday.
I got music from Diablo 3 coming in later on in the show, because I considered that a release. It's DLC, but I still considered it a release. So,
yeah, puts new life in the game. So
yeah, I'll use it when I can. So, how are you liking it?
Oh, I'm loving it, but. One of the cool skills that I just got, I won't have to send you a picture, but one of the ones you can create is a golem. And, of course, each skill has five different runes, and they all have different effects. But this one I just unlocked is called the Bone Golem rune, and he looks freaking awesome. Yeah, I won't have to take a good picture with my cell phone and send it to you on Facebook through a private message.
Oh, it's called the Bone Golem?
That's what it's called. You know, that's what the rune is for that the command golem that you can raise.
Well, I can probably look that. I can probably look that up right now.
I tried looking it up, and I had a tough time finding an actual picture. So I'll send you a good picture of it. Because I was going to suggest you could do that, but I had quite a time looking up to get a good picture of him, and even then, the picture wasn't all that good.
Let's see here.
But basically, if you've never played the game, you know, everything's based off your weapon damage, and depending on what type of character you are, you use different stats.
Yeah.
Increase your weapon damage, you know, increase your damage output by a certain percentage. But this one by itself, when you command him to do something, he just normally follows you around and attacks anything, but you can actually command him to attack an enemy that you have highlighted. He becomes a tornado of bone, carrying all nearby enemies to the target location, stuns them for 3 seconds, and deals 2,000% of your weapon damage as physical over the duration when he's doing that. Yeah, I've seen the attack and all, and it looks that attack he does looks awesome. It's just like he comes apart and
you'll have to you'll have to send me a picture, because honestly I'm looking this up in images, but I don't know enough about the game to be like, oh, that's what it looks like. I have no idea. So you'll just have to send me a picture and then I can see what it looks like. So anything else?
Oh, not much. I've been playing this other game on my phone called Defender 3. It's one of those, you know, you have a castle, you know, you have bows and arrows, and you have these towers that you can upgrade. You know, it's basically one of those things that they try to convince you to.
Is it tower defense?
It's kind of like that, but it's where they have wave after wave of enemies coming at you, and your castle and all is on the left, and you have to stop all the enemies from destroying your wall. You know, your wall to succeed, and they'll clear the level.
Oh, okay.
And but of course, the cool thing is they have little ad apps in there where you can watch an ad for like 30 seconds, and then spins a roulette wheel where you gain this or that or money or different types of material to upgrade your different things inside the game. So the bad thing is I've got my phone sitting on a tripod right beside me, and I'm keep tapping this and getting free stuff all the time while playing the game.
I mean, you know, game the system if you can, or do what you can with it. Well, we appreciate you calling in, man.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Take care.
Take care, Dale.
Speaking of mobile games, I guess. Yeah. I think this is only, you know, I'd have to check my Kickstarter pledge. It's a game I did on Kickstarter. Let me go there and see what they've got. I don't even know if I'm logged in, but I'm really curious if this is also on PC. Diablo 3, 5 years old, still getting content. Exactly right. So, I mean, that's great for those who play it. I don't. I have it,
I know some folks who do, and yeah, they're all pretty happy about it. Yeah.
But yeah, it let me in. Let me go check and see what here's. I'm curious if this game is available. Looks like it's only available. Is it only available on iOS? Excuse me.
Bless you.
Yeah. Sorry. I think I have another one.
Twice.
I know. Goodness. I did not mean to do that. So. Yeah, this looks like it may only be on iOS, which is
horrible. Which game is this?
It's a game called The House of Da Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reach out and see if I can't get these guys on the show.
Is that a puzzler?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm going to try and get them out on the show. It may only be available on iOS, but currently I'm playing it. So if you've ever played, and there's a bug in here, if you've ever played, and you've heard us talk about The Room. Mm-hmm. From Firehouse Games. We talked about The Room, The Room 2, The Room 3. House of Da Vinci is out. I played a little bit of it today. It is very, very similar to The Room, which is completely fine. If I can have anything to like fill in the gaps until I get The Room 4 or whatever the next thing Firehouse is doing, mm-hmm. or Firehose, I can't remember, I'll take it. So they finally released the game. I think last week they released the game. And it's out now, so I don't know what the price of it is. I think I paid. I did not do one of those over pledges where you know you get a bunch of stuff. I did whatever the minimal was that would get me the game, and so I Lethal Migraine asks. I haven't played The Room. What is it? I don't know if it's probably not going to be up your alley. I don't know. I don't know what really kind of gamer you are, and a lot of the things I like you hate. So I can't say that it's going to be a great thing for you. It's a puzzle game where you're basically looking for clues on how to solve puzzles of an object. It's kind of object puzzle games. Moltal posted a link to the store there, so, you know, you can go check that out. He also posted links to the House of Da Vinci. It's very much in the same vein of that. I played a couple of, did a few puzzles this morning, and it is right up my alley for that. And if you are at all interested in The Room and played The Room and liked any of those type of games, you will I don't want to say the Sherlock Holmes games. No, you're not. The few Sherlock Holmes games that I've played, it's not exactly like that at all. No. So it's completely it's very much centered on finding secrets of an object to open up other parts of the object to eventually get to the final thing within that object that makes you advance to the next room, where you'll find maybe one or two or three objects in a room, and then you'll have to solve all of the puzzles within those to move on. So, yeah, it's an object puzzler, I guess, something like that. Not really environmental, but it's really good. It's a really good thing, and this is what House of Da Vinci is, so... I'll reach out to them, see if I can't get them on the show. The other game that I played and finally finished was Shadow of Mordor.
Okay.
I went back to play that, finally wrapped up that. I talked about this last week that I was doing that, and one of the best parts about that game is when you're able to brand some of the orcs to fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been playing this thing for a long time, just going around, you know, using that Nemesis system, and playing the Arkham style fighting system that they have in there.
Right.
But I never was able to brand orcs. And I was like, I just got to work my way up to it, I guess. And well, you work your way up to it, but only in progression of the story. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things where your abilities don't unlock until you further progress in the story. It's not bad, but the amount of the game that you play to eventually earn that ability is so close to the end of the game that it really isn't. It's something I wish they would have given you much earlier into the game than where they finally gave that to you. So I finally wrapped it up and I finished it. And
Probably sounds like a situation where the game would have been a lot significantly easier or something if you
it's possible. Had it earlier. You know what? It's actually possible. Yeah, you're right. The game might have become easier if that was the case, but not necessarily. What I did find out, though, after I was able to control orcs, they're not very good at fighting for you. They die very easily.
Well, they serve more as a distraction than anything else, then.
They can, yeah.
Yeah.
But I noticed that I would storm some strongholds with them, and I'd see off into the distance that one of my other guys who I branded was around the area, and I would do my signal so that he would fight for me, and he would get involved but die because he was way over there and had no help from me. Mm. So, yeah, there was... It was almost, as much as I wish I had it earlier in the game, it was almost useless because they really didn't survive too well. But it was fun to go around and capture all the war chiefs and brand them so that they pretty much all fought for me. Mm-hmm. And it was nice to have that army at the end of the game, too. You have a nice, large army fighting for you at the end of the game. But not with the final... And by the way, the final boss came down to a QTE segment. Part of that I was okay with, and part of that I wasn't. I don't mind the killing of the boss being a QTE segment, but not being able to actually fight him was something I wasn't happy with. The ending of that game, the ending combat of that game, I wasn't at all happy with the way they did it. Like, you actually go meet the boss, you don't really fight him that much. You get him down to about half health. And which is not hard to do once you're that powerful.
Yeah.
It's not hard to do to get him down to half health. And then he does this thing where he splits up and becomes seven or eight of himself scattered across the area that you're in. And you have like 7 minutes to defeat all of them. That wasn't very hard to do either. But... it was kind of annoying to fight these guys and then go and fight another one and fight another one and then finally get to the point where you're actually going to fight him, and that turns into a QTE segment, which I didn't like. So hopefully they'll do something better with Shadow of War, but I wanted to go ahead and get that out of the way. I think the next game I'm going to attempt that I need to attempt is Dishonored 2.
Okay.
Because there's another Dishonored coming out, so I want to do that. Okay. Somewhere in there I will do Old Blood. Or New Blood, whichever one, the Wolfenstein...
New Order and Old Blood.
Old Blood, yeah. It's New Order, Old Blood. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I need to do Old Blood before New Colossus hits, because I haven't done Old Blood yet.
Mm-hmm. Same here, actually.
Yeah.
I bought it, but I haven't played it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something else I'll jump into as well. And those are the games that I played. I want to go into our emails, because we got emails! Now, Moltel's in the chat room. He sent us an email last week when we were asking for people to send us emails, and he did send a very good email, but without Matt here, I kind of want to wait until we're all three here to discuss that, because you ask a great question about early access, and I want to get his opinion on it. He is currently, I have early access games, but I don't think I'm currently playing any early access games. He is currently playing an early access game, and I would love to get his idea of, or his thoughts on your question that you asked. So, Moltal, we'll answer your question next week. But if you happen to have questions, you can... Oh, did I? I didn't even go over the show open, did I? What, where you could watch us and all this other? I didn't do any of that stuff, did I, at the beginning?
I'll save it for the end.
No.
For next time.
Yeah. If you want to email us, just send us an email, everyone@ingamechat.net. That is our email address, everyone@ingamechat.net. This first email that we got, well, this only email we got, comes from DankCat. Dank Cat says, "Hi, I'm just wondering if you ever thought about doing a monthly Skype show with James and Jeremy. I think it would be awesome to hear from them every once in a while. By the way, what do you guys think about this new Atari console? Is it actually going to be a high-end console or something more like the SNES Classic? Thanks for the show and all the hard work you do, Scott. You've got a fan from all the way in Slovenia." Well, thank you, Dank Cat. We appreciate you writing in. And we'll talk about the Atari console. I haven't looked up about the Atari console. I know that they said that Atari has said that they're working on some hardware. I don't know if that's what you meant, because I know Sega and Atari, some company of theirs is coming out with a little mini Genesis that has about 80 some odd games on it.
Right.
And I think Atari is doing something else as well. If Atari's putting old Atari games on there, and I'm talking like Atari 2600 games and stuff like that, now if it's going Jaguar or something else, then that's a different thing. But if it's putting old Atari 2600 games on it, they can keep it. I can't go back to that. That's just not anything I want to go back to. But I don't know. I'd like to see what if it's the hardware you're talking about, the new Atari hardware that they're building. I don't know enough about it to really give you an opinion on what it's going to be or what's going to be in there. We got two different things going on in the chat room about what this actually is, because Atari have announced that they're working on new hardware, but. There is also what Boris Johnson says. There's a flashback system for the Atari system. So I'm not exactly sure which one you're talking about, Dankat, but there's my opinion on both. The hardware, I don't know enough about it to understand what they're doing. So until we get some more info, no opinion there. I hope that's something great. But the flashback console, you can have it. I'm not really interested in that. As far as doing a monthly Skype show with James and Jeremy... I would love to have everybody in this room that can be on the show all the time. You know, I would love to get Daniel back, but you know, he's with Bungie now and he's not going to be coming back at all. He's up in Seattle with Bungie. But yeah, RJ and Matt, I would love to get Jeremy back. I would love to get Dennis back. I would love to get James back, and I would love to have them regularly on the show. I really enjoyed having everybody here, having all those opinions, and having all of those different eras of gaming represented. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't have an N64 or a PlayStation, but James did play in that era when those consoles were around. Jeremy played around in that era as well, or has played the games for those systems, whereas I haven't. Dennis is the same way. We all represented a different part of the gaming ecosystem, and I enjoyed having them here for that. As far as doing a monthly Skype show with James and Jeremy, it all goes to their schedule. You know, Jeremy stopped doing the show just because of his schedule. James is the same way. He stopped doing the show because of his schedule, and his schedule doesn't really allow for him to... do the show, and when it did, it was still taking away from just him trying to have a break from work and stuff. So there is that. Dennis was the same way. I'd like to see if we can get Dennis back every now and again, if not regularly, just to be on the show. The reason he had quit were just some personal reasons that have been taken care of since then, so it'd be great to have him back. So but yeah, I'd love to have those guys on the show or on an after show or on anything like that. So we'll look into doing something like that for you and for everybody else. Thank you, Dankat, for writing that in. If you want to write to us, you can. Everyone at ingamechat.net is the email address. So we just got a tweet from Kathy on Twitter who says, "Thanks for the heads up on House of Da Vinci. Just downloaded and really looking forward to playing." So, well, Kathy, thanks for listening. And glad you picked up House of Da Vinci. That's great. We've got to take a break because we're way behind on this one now. So when we come back, we will talk about that SNES Classic. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. You can hit us up on the in the chat room, or you can call us 334-272-9228. And we'll be back with more in-game chat after this. Here is music from... Well, it's going... I couldn't find music from the game that was released, but I went back to find its Genesis counterpart. Micro Machines World Rally or something got released this week. So I went back to the Genesis Micro Machines from 1993, I think is when that was released, and I got the theme from that. So here's Micro Machines. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you. Welcome back to Endgame Chat. This is music from Goner. G, it's capital G, little O, and then all caps, N-N-E-R. Goner. It's the main menu music there. It's something I think that was released on Switch, but I believe it's been out. I think it's a port, so I think it's been out for a while. Not on Switch, but out since before Switch, so. Not sure. But it was new, and I found music for it, so that's why I played it. Welcome back to the show. Let's get into this SNES. Whoops, sorry. Let's get into the SNES Classic business. It happened on, like, it was either Monday or Tuesday when that thing was announced. And I've been since waiting for it to go on pre-order, which it hasn't done in the States, by the way. SNES Classic's going to be released September 29th, $80. It comes with 21 games, two controllers this time, whereas the NES Classic only came with one, but it comes with two controllers. The cords, by the way, aren't 3 feet long. They are now 5 feet long.
Mm.
I know. It's.
I know it's better.
It's
but
better. Okay. So, yeah. The 21 games are Contra 3, The Alien Wars, Donkey Kong Country, Earthbound, Final Fantasy 3, which was Final Fantasy 6 in the series, I believe. F-Zero, Kirby Superstar, Kirby's Dream Course, Zelda, Link to the Past, Mega Man X, Secret of Mana, Star Fox, Star Fox 2, which was previously unreleased. It was a game that got canceled.
Okay.
Before release. It was pretty much done. It was about 90% done. And then they said, nope, we're not going to release it. And they never did until now. Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Hyper Fighting. Mm-hmm. Super Castlevania 4, Super Ghouls and Ghosts. Super Mario Kart, Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars. Super Mario World, Super Metroid, Super Punch-Out.
I see a theme forming here.
Well, you know, that was the way it worked, man.
I know.
That was the way it worked back then. Everything was super. And then when it went to N64, it was 64 attached to the end of everything. It wasn't Metroid 64.
Game title 64.
Yeah. Exactly. Star Fox 64.
Yeah.
Mario 64. Mario Kart 64. Yeah, it was always that way. And then Yoshi's Island is in there as well. Mm. So Nintendo says you'll have to beat the first level of Star Fox to unlock Star Fox 2, which is interesting. But, it's... Star Fox 2 never got a release. I looked up the history on this thing, because I didn't know. This is something that I guarantee you that if we did have Jeremy on the show, he would tell you all about this. I bet he knows a great deal of that whole story. James probably as well. But I had to look it up. Star Fox 2 was in development for a while. It was going to be released on the SNES. However, at the time, as it got closer to release... It ran into the situation of the PlayStation, Sony's PlayStation had gotten released in Japan and was nearing a U.S. release here, which was going to really, it was going to overshadow the way things looked on the SNES. You know, everything was moving into that era of gaming.
Right.
The N64 was going to be released very, very soon as well. This was one of the tail end releases, and they just decided to scrap it because of that closeness of the release of a new generation of gaming. Mm-hmm. And so they decided to cancel it. Even though it got very, very close to doing it. That's a really rough outline of what exactly happened, but that's the gist of it, basically. Mm-hmm. It's going to be another system that is probably going to be in high demand. Nintendo has said, we aren't providing specific numbers, but we will produce significantly more units of the Super NES Classic Edition than we did of the NES Classic Edition. Super Nintendo Entertainment System Classic Edition is currently planned to ship from September 29th until the end of the year 2017. At this time, we have nothing to announce regarding any possible shipments beyond this year. So what that simply says is that it'll be available, and they'll be making more of them towards the end of the year up until 2017 is over with. Once that's over with, it sounds like they're going to stop making them, just like they did with the NES Classic. Mm-hmm. So get one of these if you can. It's probably going to be another one of those situations that are very hard to do. I happen to be scrolling through Facebook, and I had a friend of mine who worked at a GameStop, and she posted on her page, "Hey, we got NES Classics in." And I said, "Okay, I get off here at 3. I'm headed right over to your place to grab it, to your store to get it." She couldn't hold it for me, but she had enough to where I got there, and there was one left, and that's when I picked it up. So I was able to get one. And then I went on and completely hacked the crap out of it and put like 600 and some odd Nintendo games on it.
Yeah.
Am I hoping we can do the same thing with this SNES Classic? I hope that we can. I hope, number one, that I can get one. I really want one.
I'm thinking it will.
But I'm almost positive that you'll be able to do the same thing. It's running on pretty much the same hardware. So I think you'll be able to do the same thing. And I look forward to doing that.
I mean, if the Super NES is able to be emulated, then yeah, sure. I'm pretty sure someone's going to be able to hack that thing in no time.
Yeah, I mean, you could put Super Nintendo games on the NES Classic right now.
Yeah.
There were a few more hoops to jump through, but you could still do it. And mm-hmm. It's not really a problem to do. The memory on the NES Classic is much lower probably than what they're putting on the SNES Classic. But so you couldn't put the entire library of Super Nintendo games, but you could put a good deal.
Yeah.
But I just kept it NES based. I didn't go any further than that. And I've got a massive library of NES games on my NES Classic. And right. I want to do the same thing with the Super Nintendo Classic. Mm-hmm. I did put an order in for the UK. I think it was Amazon's UK. They had a pre-order for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, the classic one. Mm-hmm. And theirs looks different than the ones that's being released here.
Right.
The buttons on it are the rainbow colored and everything else that they had at the time, rather than the purple M&Ms that we got here. Mm-hmm. Now, so far, that order hasn't been canceled. I fully expect it to be canceled because they talked about not being able to ship to the U.S., but they still let me go ahead through with buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it said in red, does not ship to the U.S. But it still let me add it to the cart. It still let me pay for it, and it still let me select global shipping.
Okay.
So if I'm able to get one that way, I'll be completely satisfied. If not, I understand, but I'm fully expecting it to be for them to cancel the order. So we'll see. And yes, I intend to do the same thing and just load it up with Super Nintendo games. So I'm checking up on the chat room here to see what they're talking about there. But yeah, in fact, Boris Johnson says American SNES is bloody ugly. I had one and I didn't really care at the time when I played it. But yeah, the European version, I'm happy to get that if I can. I really just want one of those. I don't really care. If it's ours, if it's theirs, doesn't matter. If it's UK and US, I don't care.
As long as it's hackable.
Exactly. And if I'm able to pre-order one of these for the US and get my pre-order in, I'll cancel that UK pre-order in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Have no problem with it. I don't care about the way the system looks. My NES Classic isn't on display somewhere for everybody to see. It's sitting under my monitor because the cords are so short.
Right.
I can't really do much with it, so... Yeah, it's right there, and I'll do the same thing with this one. So, but I'm hoping that I'm hoping I'll be able to get a hold of one. So, Kathy said she heard me talk about that, and she's still there listening. She's just being quiet, which is her way. But yeah, thanks for listening, and thanks for picking that game up. That you're still listening. So, trying to check more on the chat room. So what else do we have in the news here? Let's go over the free games that we're getting. Let's go over the PlayStation Plus lineup and the Xbox lineup, which I'm trying to figure out where that is because I know I saved it. There it is. All right. So for the Xbox Games with Gold lineup this month, for Xbox One, from now until the 30th, you can pick up the game Grow Up. And beginning the 16th through the 15th of the 16th of July through the 15th of August, you can get Runbo. I don't know what that is. On the Xbox 360, and these will run on the Xbox One. Right now, you can pick up Kane and Lynch 2 from the 1st to the 15th, and then from the 16th through the 31st, you'll be able to get LEGO Pirates of the Caribbean, the video game, or Caribbean, depending on how you pronounce it. Those are your Xbox games. Let's jump over to the PlayStation Plus lineup. On PS4, they've got the Telltale's Game of Thrones. I think it's Telltale's. It doesn't list that. Let me go to PlayStation Plus, or the PlayStation page, and see what we've got. See what it says here. Yeah, Telltale's Game of Thrones. I remember there was a Game of Thrones game that wasn't Telltale related.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on PC, but it wasn't Telltale related. But yeah, so Until Dawn and Game of Thrones for PS4.
Okay.
Those are free if you've got PlayStation Plus. On PS3, they've got Tokyo Jungle and Darkstalkers Resurrection. Darkstalkers. And on Vita, Element 41. I know, my tongue gets in the way of everything. On Vita, Element 41, and then Don't Die, Mr. Robot, which is cross-buy on PS4. So there you go. Those are your free games that you're getting this month on Xbox and on PlayStation.
You know, Capcom would do very good if they would remake Darkstalkers.
Is that a fighter?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fighter.
I don't know. You think they would at this point?
Probably not.
I was going to say, you think they're going to redeem anything at this point?
No, no, man. I mean, what they're trying ain't working so far.
How could they redeem themselves, by the way? Let me ask you that question. In the fighting game sense. Where do you see that they could win back the, I don't want to say consumer trust, but consumer faith maybe?
I don't know about faith and trust. I mean, the casual audience isn't very happy with it, but the hardcore, I guess, are fine. They're still doing their tournament things and whatnot, still getting popularity and everything like that, but I think if they focus more on fixing the mechanics of the game than doing the cosmetics, that'd be one thing that would be nice. And listening to the fans and giving them what they want, really, more than anything else. But in the end, it's all about that bottom line.
Oh, that's yeah, for everything.
Yeah. But in terms of Darkstalkers, this was something that a lot of people have been asking for a long time, and they've kept silent on it. As far as I know, they've always kept silent on it. But to see it now being put on the PS3 for free for the Plus owners, you know, that might get them talking again. Might get those talks flared up again.
The Game Critics E3 awards came out. Game Critic Awards for E3 were announced. I don't have the nominees, but I do have the winners. And it's much better to go through the winners than it is to list all the nominees. So best independent game was The Artful Escape, which I think is a VR thing. Best online multiplayer was Star Wars Battlefront 2. Best family game was Hidden Agenda. I don't know what that is. Best strategy. This is interesting. Best strategy game was Mario and Rabbids Battle Kingdom. It's got a very XCOM feel to it. It's one of the most interesting that I've seen, just for the fact that it's got that style, but it's using Mario and the Rabbids. It's interesting. Best sports game, FIFA 18. Best fighting game, Dragon Ball FighterZ. Best racing game, Forza Motorsport 7. Best role-playing game was Ni No Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom. Okay. Did I say that right?
Ni No Kuni?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds right.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Best action-adventure game, Super Mario Odyssey. Best action game, which is interesting. I don't understand best action-adventure game and then having a best action game.
Yeah, someone has to clarify that.
Just have adventure. Yeah. Best action game was Wolf 2, The New Colossus. Best hardware and peripheral was the Xbox One X. Best handheld game, Metroid, Samus Returns. Best PC game, Destiny 2. Best VR game, Lone Echo. Best console game, Super Mario Odyssey. Best original game, Mario and Rabbids Battle Kingdom. And best of show, which is Super Mario Odyssey. I'm actually excited to play Super Mario Odyssey. I really am.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm very excited to play that. I know there's people in the chat room who aren't excited at all about it, but I'm very excited to play that. We're just hitting up on some of the shorter, the little smaller news stories. Zen Studios, and I tweeted about this, but Zen Studios released a trailer for Pinball Effects 3. It was more of an announcement trailer because it really didn't go into any kind of detail or what we could see with Pinball Effects 3. But the folks at Eurogamer talked to them, and Zen Studios, unlike Pinball Effects 2 and Zen Pinball 2, which were created for last-gen platforms and then ported over to more contemporary consoles, Pinball Effects 3 was developed specifically for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. As such, there won't be a PS3 or Xbox 360 version. The good news is that a majority of content from those games will be able to transfer over to FX3 for free, according to the studio.
Good.
When asked exactly what a majority entails, in this instance, Zen offered the following statement. We will be confirming the table roster in the coming weeks. There are some tables not making the jump due to licensing challenges. Mm-hmm. Zen has been developing licensed content for almost 7 years now, and not all agreements have language that allows for us to move from platform to platform. That said, there are a handful, literally, of licensed tables that we will have to very sadly leave behind. However, we are super excited for new content and exciting tables coming day one to Pinball FX 3. Zen is always happy to provide our players the best value possible. So we're excited that they can bring their content from Pinball FX 2 and Zen Pinball 2 to Pinball FX 3 at no charge, and also giving them many new reasons and ways to enjoy this content. It's not clear when Pinball FX 3 will launch, but Zen teased that it will launch with three new tables from a brand new IP partner. The details on the new features are slim, but they seem to be courting the competitive scene. It's designed to bring the community together like never before. Pinball FX 3 is built around multiplayer matchups and competitive tournament play. This is what was said in their announcement. This will be interesting to see how it goes. I love my pinball, so I am curious to see what they do with this. I've never been one who looks at their pinball tables and thought, man, this needs more graphic fidelity or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's going to look great, but I've never looked at it and been disappointed with what I've seen from what they've given me. So we'll have to see what they do and what they give us. So, all right. So let me see what we've got in the chat room real quick as I look over to that. I don't believe for a second that was very lazy. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to open up some loot crate boxes. Which, honestly, if you want to get the full effect of these, it's best to watch us on the live cam stream. If you want to do that, and you're near a computer, you can actually do it on your phone. There's a Twitch app that you can download, Twitch, T-W-I-T-C-H. But if you're on your computer, go to twitch.tv. Once you get there, go into the little search box up at the top, type in-game chat, and you'll be able to find us, and you can watch us open up all these loot crate boxes that we're about to open up. Somebody's calling in now. I'm going to grab that phone real quick, but we'll be back with more in-game chat after this. Here's music from Dishonored 2. It's the main theme here. We'll be back with more in-game chat after this. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from, it was a Nintendo Switch game, but again, I think it's a port called Oceanhorn is the name of the game. This is a track called Sailing. That call from Leonard while we were in the commercial break asking us about tournaments around the area, or at least within the state. You know, none that we could think of. You know, major tournaments like, not necessarily Evo quality, but even something around the size of Final Round or a little smaller that takes place in Atlanta. And nothing that we can think of. Little local tournaments, sure, but nothing really rather large. We know GT South does tournaments all the time. Mm-hmm. There's a convention, there's a Gump City Con comic convention thing, yeah. Convention that's happening in August that will have some tournament play as well that actually RJ is going to be helping out with, mm-hmm. that I just found out. So there's that as well. So welcome back to the show. It is time for us to open up a massive amount of loot crates. We have... I'm going to start with the anime loot crates.
Okay. Maybe I can help out with these.
I don't, man. I have no idea. If you can't, that's fine. I understand. But we'll see.
Great radio.
Isn't it? You ever heard of Black Lagoon?
Yeah.
I've heard okay, of that. Cool. Mm-hmm. Here's a little ammo box, I guess.
Yeah, ammo box. It fits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Black Lagoon ammo box. Mm-hmm. It's horrible for me to show that because apparently the light doesn't really work.
Yeah.
What about for you?
I'll put it up there for you.
What does it look like? Oh, that's much better. Okay. Mine's too dark. Mm-hmm. Oh, this one I know. This is Attack on Titan, Season 2.
Yep.
This is a little figurine. Mm-hmm. World collectible figure. So, okay. Hand it over to you for that one.
All right.
You're gonna have to be my Matt who puts the stuff back in the boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool. Yeah. This is an Attack on Titan. Is this a notepad? What is this? I have to open it up because I'm curious if this is. That's a pencil. Mm-hmm. But it's like their little sword thingy, weapon.
Yeah.
It's a pencil, and then, there's a little notepad inside. That's cool. Ah, that's really in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, there it is. Yeah, little notepad. Mm-hmm. That is really neat. I'm not even going to put it back in the plastic.
Mm-hmm. There you
go. Good. Just throw the plastic away. Of course, you always get a manga. I have never heard of this. School Live?
School Live?
Is this Zombie School? What is this?
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think I think that's the one where it's three girls survived in this zombie apocalypse. I think they're the
You're
last
so good at this, man. You're so good.
Of this school. Yeah, the School Living Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a phone charm, which I can't even tell you what that's represented, so... there you go. You want to pack that stuff back in.
Thank you, sir.
And I'll get to the next one.
Where's the charm you got?
It's in there. It's
okay.
In
the box. Not for me.
Yeah, Moltel says the Attack on Titan notepad is really cool. Yeah, this is a thin box here. We'll open this up. We have a t-shirt from, are you familiar with an anime called Blame?
Yeah, that's a new one that came out on Netflix recently, actually. Yeah. I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about it. I haven't got a chance to watch it yet, but it's on Netflix now if you ever get a chance to check it out.
There's a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
There is... a little squishy thing from...
Squishy thing.
Evangelion. Thank you. I am so unfamiliar with these things.
Yeah. It's like a little mini version of a Ray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have a cell phone stand from... Oh, Knights of Cydonia.
Okay, that's a pretty good series, too.
That's also on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's been on Netflix for a while. I don't know if it's still there, but yeah, it was on Netflix, definitely.
Yeah, nice little... the box, by the way, shows you exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just popped about 20 of those bubbles on the bubble wrap.
The most addictive substance on Earth.
I am so sorry to whoever gets that later on.
Yeah.
I popped all those. Ooh, I know that one. A phone charm, which looks like it's got a mecha Hello Kitty on it.
Hmm.
Like a mecha Hello Kitty, or is that something that I'm just making something up right now?
Yeah, we can go with that.
And there's a really nice collector pin for Voltron.
The new one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
This seems to be all Netflix-focused.
Yeah, maybe. They got a partnership with them or something?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I cannot pronounce this. Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
There you go. It's a manga.
Artworks. Oh, Udon.
Oh, was I wrong?
No, Udon Artworks. Artist group who did some comics for like Street Fighter and things like that. Yeah, this is an art book. Yeah. Looks nice.
All right. There you go.
Thank you.
And we'll open up this giant, and I mean giant, loot anime box. As far as the loot anime is concerned, this is the biggest box they've ever sent for loot anime.
Mm-hmm. Might be a little figure in there.
Bunch
of little stuff.
Well, it does have a warning on the box. Contains manga for OT ages 16+.
Okay.
We might be getting into something.
Might be getting some hentai.
Adult here.
Adult-ish.
I hope it's not that.
You hope.
No, I actually do hope it's not that. What is this?
No, if it is, don't put it on the air.
Mob Psycho 100? Mob Psycho?
M.O.B.?
Huh?
M.O.B.?
I guess.
Mob Psycho? There is something like Mob Psycho, yeah.
Is that what that is?
Looks like it.
Yeah. Shirt's actually kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that character is, but that shirt's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Ooh, a glow-in-the-dark coffee mug for Death Note.
Mm-hmm.
Really curious about this, so I'm going to open it up. Ah, it's a styrofoam box. I didn't need that. Get away, styrofoam.
You have something against styrofoam, I see.
Well, I just wanted to reach in and get the cup. I didn't care about the styrofoam. That's a small mug, by the way. Then again, the kind of coffee mugs that I drink, everything is a small coffee mug when you go to regulation size.
You drink them 23, 25-ounce cans of it, don't you?
Yeah, there's your Death Note coffee mug. Now, is that anime on...
Death Note?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it on Netflix.
Because I saw the trailer for the live-action Death Note
right. For
Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So I was curious. I would think that they would have... There's the box and... Let me give you this. There's the foam. I'm not going to worry about this thing because it's just sticking to everything.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. What is... There's a massive manga in here. Parasite? Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty graphic.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Well, not in the adult entertainment sense, but it's pretty gruesome.
I'll read the back here for you. They arrive in silence and darkness. They descend from the skies. They have a hunger for human flesh. They are everywhere. They are parasites, alien creatures who to survive must invade and take control of a human host. Once they have infected their victims, they can assume any deadly form they choose. Monsters with giant teeth, winged demons, creatures with blades for hands. But most have chosen to conceal their lethal purpose behind ordinary human faces, so no one knows their secret, except an ordinary high school student. Shinichi is battling for control of his own body against an alien parasite, but can he find a way to warn humanity of the horrors to come?
Yep. Parasite. Yeah, I remember the aspect of the main characters that these parasites, these spore-looking aliens, they... when they got to Earth, they tried to invade a human host by going into the ear. going into the brain, and then they take over their brain, they take over their entire personality and everything. Every aspect of their life is taken over by this alien presence. But in terms of the main character, at the time the alien tried to invade him, he had his headphones on, so he couldn't get into his ear to get to his brain. So he tried to go through nose, mouth, other areas, but he ended up having to. He had a time limit on him, so he couldn't wait long. He had to go right now, or else he was going to die. So he ended up going into his hand.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, so that's how he. So now he's communicating with the alien through his hand and everything. So yeah.
This is Noragami. I don't recognize anything of this, but
Noragami.
That's a hat.
Noragami.
And there's the giant box, which, by the way, this is what the inside of the box looks like. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Also got some else in there, a little charm or something.
There is a phone charm in there. It doesn't list what that is or what it's from, so I didn't bother pulling it out there.
Let's give it a shot. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anime girl.
I know, right? I have no idea.
Let's see, put all this back in order.
Yeah, so you can get everything back in there. The next thing we're going to open up is the Loot Pets. This is the box that they send out mainly for dogs. If you ever subscribe to Loot Pets, I talked about this last week when we opened up a Loot Pet box and there was just hardly anything in there. The Loot Pets, I don't feel, are a very good bargain. There are other pet boxes that you can get monthly, I think, that probably do a better job than what this does. But what is this? Oh, is this a cape? It's a cape for a dog. It's a Batman cape for a dog. That's great.
Wasn't there a bat dog?
Ace.
Ace, bat dog?
No, it was Ace. He was a Doberman. No, but he wasn't called Bat Dog. It was just Bruce Wayne's Doberman.
Yeah.
This is a medium. It's a size, but this is a medium.
It's medium.
That's so cool. That's neat. What else?
Oh, Lethal Migraine says Death Note is on Netflix.
Oh, it is. Okay, cool.
And Drunk Degenerates, yeah. It's like I said, Parasite is quite graphic. Yeah, it is.
These are alter ego tennis balls. So you've got one side of the tennis ball shows Diana Prince and then shows Wonder Woman. One side shows Clark Kent and the other side shows Superman. Do they squeak? Nope, they don't squeak.
Tennis balls, no.
But they're tennis balls, so there you go.
Yeah, so there you go.
On those, I can show you those easily. But these are showing up on camera, no problem.
Oh, okay.
Then these are secret identi-treats. Chicken and apple treats for dogs. Whatever.
Chicken and apple.
By the way, that's it. A cape, tennis balls, and treats. That's all you got. This is why I seriously think there are other pet boxes out there that do much better. I already packed it back in, so if you can just put it over there.
Thank you much. Yep. I got it stacked up for you.
Now comes this giant loot crate box. It's another big loot crate box.
Oh, we should have brought a bag up here for this stuff. Probably get one from downstairs before we go.
That would have been a nice idea if I had thought ahead, but nope, I'm not good at that. There's a lot of perforations on this box, so I know it's going to turn into something.
Yeah.
So... You know, Joe Knight asks, what's the damage on the pet box? I don't know what loot pets cost. I bet Moltile's looking it up right now. If it's 20, again, I don't know what it is, but like I said, there's better out there for you. Oh, it's Transformers. The box is transform your crate into Optimus Prime truck form. That's cool. Oh, crap. There's something in here that I want. I'm horrible at this because anytime they put something in here I want, I have to make sure I don't take it because I'm trying not to be that person. Transformers Loot Crate exclusive t-shirt, which is just entirely too small. They say that's a large. That's wrong. That's crap. This is not a large. That's a large.
To who?
I don't know.
A five-year-old?
There's your maybe. There's your shirt. There you go.
Yeah. It showed up on your camera good, right?
It kind of did. The box was getting in the way. Okay, well. Here's a Hulk bowl. See, this is how I should open a box. There's no styrofoam in here. Mm-hmm. You just open it, and out comes the bowl. This is stupid. I'm not kidding. This bowl. It's just got Hulk hands on it. It's like Hulk fingers on it, like he's holding the bowl.
Yeah. Maybe, maybe it's based on the popularity of those Hulk hands back in the day.
How is he doing this? Let's see. That. Okay, here we go. That's how it... That's just really ridiculous. This box had so much promise.
Had.
That's what I said. Had so much promise.
Had, yeah, until the Hulk Bowl came out.
DC Comics, the new 52 poster collection, 40 removable posters. And I'm flipping through, but I want to be careful because I don't want any of them to come out. This seems like it's not put together very well.
They're not perforated on the edge, are they?
I'm not sure, but it seems like it's...
Yeah, you're not thinking about removing, no.
It's like glued or something, and I'm afraid it's all going to come out here. Not careful with it, so...
Yeah, I wouldn't even open that.
That's what that is, and then what else do we have? There's something else in here. Oh, it's a pen. Loot pens. Looks like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde for the loot pen. You can probably show that better off than I can. Show that off better than I can. Hmm. And then here's the thing that I want. The shirt I can't wear. The box I want to transform into Optimus. But this thing that I want comes from the Q-Fig collection. And it's a Spider-Man. But it's Daily Bugle, so it's in black and white. And he's hanging upside down.
Like a vintage-looking picture or something like that?
Well, no, it's just black and white because it'd be like it's a newspaper picture.
Okay.
You know? Even though I know newspapers print in color now. It's really nice. It's really good. I'm liking the Q-Figs more than I'm liking the Funko Pop things.
Yeah.
I'm liking the Q-Figs better.
The Q-Figs aren't as
check out that box.
Cartoony, is it?
See? That's how you make your Optimus Prime.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
They're kind of, you know, I mean, I don't know. The Q-Figs represent more of what the character is, where the Funko Pops just give them the same kind of head or eyes and then a really small body costume type thing. I don't know. Yeah. I like the Q-Figs better, though. Yeah, so Meltil says the Loot Pets is $15 a month. Exactly. Mm. Joe Knight's like 15 is kind of steep for like what, 3 items? Yeah, 3 items. So it's not that great. I'm not impressed with that at all.
Think about the size of the treat and everything that comes in there. Yeah, doesn't seem like worth it at all, actually.
Especially when you go back last week and watch the one that we opened up where it was just
I wasn't here last week, so it was even worse.
I know.
It was even worse than what we got now.
Well, I mean, no, it was still lack of things, but at least in that one, you had the Batman cape, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
The other thing, I can't remember what was in last week's, but I was just as disappointed with it. And even more so because it didn't have a Batman cape for your dog. So, anyway. We are running short on time here. It's all coming up. And so the Steam sale is still going on until, I think, the 4th of July. The Xbox has another Ultimate Game Sale that's going on, if you're interested in anything there. If you are a gold member on Xbox, some of the prices are reduced there for some of the games that you can pick up.
How about a flash sale on PSN? Is there something like that, too?
There is a flash sale, I believe, on PSN going on right now.
Yeah.
I can't remember what's on there that was really good, though. I think God of War 3 remastered.
I think a lot of the issues with a lot of these gold and flash sales and things like that, the stuff that you're interested in, you probably already got.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It's not very often that I see something that that I didn't have interest in that... That's available for me to pick up.
Yeah, I think Inside was on sale once, and I picked that up, and of course I played it. But I think we're running. What else is going on? You said Evo is not.
Evo's on the 14th.
Yeah, so
of
it's
July.
Not. It's not this coming. It's not next weekend, but the weekend after.
Weekend after next.
Weekend
after next. Yeah.
God, that'll be fun. I love when Evo comes around.
Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
The spectacle and the show of it, anyway. I don't know about the TV thing. Is it going to be on ESPN again? ESPN 2, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Just so we don't have another one of those Woshige moments like there was in 2015 when he got up and it was one of them cases of celebrating.
He celebrated too early.
Celebrated too early, yeah.
He thought the round count was different than what it was.
Yeah.
And like the game was like, no, we're still going, and boom, yeah, knocked him.
He won a match, and it was 1-1, and then he got up and started celebrating, and the round started, and he just got tore up before he even took his seat back. But yeah, it was one of the moments, man. Don't celebrate too early, especially in a situation like that.
The first game I'm looking forward to them playing was Smash Brothers, I guess. But no, it wasn't Smash Brothers. Oh, I was wondering. I was curious if ARMS was going to make it into the.
Oh yeah, ARMS. Yeah.
I'm curious about that for the Switch. That'd be the first time the Switch would be involved in any kind of tournament play.
Yeah.
As far as the fighting game genre, because that's what they've got.
I mean, I don't see why not. If Smash is in there, why not ARMS?
I'm just curious to see how it measures up for something that is as a tournament sport.
Yeah.
Like, I know they do their own tournament thing, Nintendo does, but as far as, you know, the third parties, the outside makes a tournament out of it, I'm curious to see how that holds up on a tournament.
I'm just wondering if it'll be as big as Smash.
No.
I don't think anything
Nintendo ever produces as far as a fighting game genre will be bigger than what Smash is. Mm-hmm. Everybody will want the next Smash, you know? They could produce something and people would play it and enjoy it, but they would always say, this is great, but I hope they do another Smash for the new system. It'll always be that way for them.
Okay.
Smash touched on a thing that they could do another kart game, but if it's not Mario Kart, they're going to want Mario Kart. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So Smash hit a vein.
Yeah.
And they're going to continually want updates on that and new versions of it.
Nintendo characters from other franchises, other companies. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, folks, we want to thank everybody for joining us in the chat room and everybody listening on the stream and on the radio, too. We appreciate it. Thanks for getting through our description of stuff if you were listening on the radio and couldn't see what all these things were. We want to thank everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We really appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net. You can join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're watching us on Twitch, subscribe to our channel here. You'll get notifications whenever we go live for not only this show, but whenever we do live gaming. If you're on Steam, we got a Steam group there. If you're on PS4, we've got a group there. If you're on Xbox One, we got a group there. You can play games with us and other listeners. We want to thank everybody for joining us, and we have a great week, folks. We will see you next Saturday with all three of us here, I believe. So here's music from Diablo III, Reaper of Souls. We'll be back next week.